בכלל ישראל עשתו מנהוגים. Some people carry in a place that is a eruv, and some people don't carry. Some places it's not called a eruv. Das ist noch a shaila. Kemat in every city is a machlekes if it's called a eruv or not, and even if it's called, but the rabbonim hold. There called the bnetere don't hold that it's a eruv, and the other kind hold that it is a eruv. This is bederach klal, but goes on in most places. But a while before we start to speak, if Rav Moshe said that you cannot do Eruv here, or you cannot do Eruv there, I don't want to go into these details yet. But the first child is, Lam is Zogin that he managed to build Eruv. Lam is Luyehi Asidu Eruv. Some people carry when Sidu Eruv, and some Yidden don't carry when Sidu Eruv. So I want maybe a little bit to Miyasa the Dvorim. It's all a good thing, especially before Ben Azmanim comes and people go to all different places. It's better to know the halachas. Is it one of the lamites of his meloche in Shabbos? Pinchas, come on. One of the lamites of his melochas in Shabbos is isur oitzoy. Is isur bishul? Is isur afiyah? Is koitzer? One of the melachas is melachas ha'itzoy. And melachas ha'itzoy, Eruv doesn't help. There's no person in the world where they will hold that you're allowed to carry when Sidah Azai Eruv. It's a melacha de'eraisa. You're not allowed to be meitzim or shusayochel or shusarabim. You're not allowed to carry or shusarabim. And the Eruv can help. Like a person will put the Eruv, you're allowed to put on the light because you have Eruv. Some people, you know, they're allowed to go to a restaurant, you know, Rabbanut, because it's an Eruv. Avadanish, yeah? Eruv is not matter to eat chazir. Eruv is not matter to put on a light in Shabbos. If you have an Eruv, you don't have to wake up for Krishma. What's the Shaykhus? So when you have an Eruv, you're allowed to carry chas v'sholem. There's no tzad in the world that you're allowed to carry when tzidu Eruv. Sidah melocha de reise, when it's an isu melocha de reise, Eruv cannot help. Ha, Eruv can help to do a melocha de reise? No less. In places that it's not called Rishus HaRabim, that mid de reise you're allowed to carry, no chazal made a gzeira de rabbono not to carry, hem omru that Eruv helps. But in a place that is a melocha de reise, in kaze davar eruv. Person will put on the eruv, will put on the light. When you're not allowed to carry, the eruv can help. Eruv helps in a mokum that mid de reise you're allowed to carry. Chazal asert. But they said, if you have an eruv, you're allowed to carry. So first we have to know, where is a place that is called Rishus HaRabim de reise that eruv doesn't help? Even the best Eruv. And where it's not called Rishus HaRabim, and there, Eruv helps. And then we'll see if Eruv helps or Eruv doesn't help. You're allowed to falazach of the Eruv or not. But first we have to know, if it's a Rishus HaRabim de'eraisa, and shita ba'olam that Eruv helps. This has to be one of the mistakes that people think. And you can't carry with the Eruv. It's a melocha, so it's a... In the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Mem Hei, Seif Zayin. Eizu Rishus HaRabim that Eruv doesn't help. Rechoivos v'shvokim ha-rechovim tezayin amo. Streets that are wide tezayin amo, around 15-16 feet. If the street is wide, 15-16 feet, and it doesn't have a tikro, roof, and doesn't have chayma, if it has a chayma, the doors are open. Harei Rishus HaRabim de'eraisa. V'yesh ha'imrim, shekol she'en shishim ribo yo'ivrim v'bechol yo'im ein Rishus HaRabim. If 600,000 people don't pass there every day, it's not called Rishus HaRabim. So the first shita holds what is called Rishus HaRabim if it's wide, 16 feet. Every street today, Beis Yisrael has much more from 16 feet. Could be lessons, but it's also Shishim Riva Yavrim Bay. on them, yeah? About every street, Geula has 16 Amma. Sure. Most of the streets have 16 Amma. So the first sheet, that's what she saw him there, I said. It's not the Yesha Imrim. She called she ain't she's Imrim or Imrim, but Michal Yom Eilu, she saw him. You have to have 600,000 people passing in the streets. So the Shaila is first. If we go to fee 16 Amma, 8 meters, 9 meters, all of our streets are Rosh Hashanah. If you have to have Shishim Riboy, so in the time of the Mishneh Berurah, most streets didn't have Shishim Riboy, 600,000 people passing every day. Well, see, about today, the matzah with trains and cars changed, and in New York, came out in every street, you have Shishim Riboy pass every day. So the avenues and the streets and the belts and all these achim. Yeah? For sure you have Shishim Riboy b'chol yom. You have subways, or undergrounds, all these things. Have thousands and thousands of people. But let me get it that is not called Shishim Riboy. Maybe we'll explain that maybe a train we count like one. We'll say all different coolers, yeah? But first the Mishneh Berurah started to declare you go to fee 16 Amma, and then Eruv will never help. There's no way the Eruv will help. Or you go to fee Shishim Riboy. We call the Chofetz Chaim, that's the Mishneh Berurah. ויש האמרים, לסביר לו דגמבין דו בדרג למילבו. ולעניין הלוכה, מדעס המחבר דקוס עבדה זו רק בשם יש האמרים, משמע דלהלוכה לא יסביר אלי כן, אני need 600,000 people. ומכל מקום, אין לנו כוח למחיס ביד הסמך עם עבדה זו. And the people that are סמך, that you have to have 600,000, and במילה they do a roof, and במילה they carry. דרזו, לאו דס יחידוי, כמו שכספתי בביור הלוכה. In ביור הלוכה, he counts, he found 12 people that say, 12 רישיינים that hold that it's also, 13 רישיינים that hold that it's muta. So it's רוב רישיינים that are matter. וכן צילדו כמה אחרונים. וכל בעל נפש יחמיר לעצמו. ראים בסים משין סמחדל משנה ברורה, he says the same thing there. Shin Samach Dalet, Sifkot Ches, also has the same Shaila. I call the same Chala Yeshayim, which we see in Shin Memei, and it's Omnom Be'emes, Harbe Rishen, Yim Chorikim Ala Yeshayim Anal. And again, after Eile, Limchus Acherim Aneagim Lo'okel, Al Yitzur Asa Pesach, Shechino Agu Ha'ilom, Al Kolponim Da Asa Poizgim, Mekilim Eze, מכל מקום, כל בן נפש יחמיר לעצמי שלו לטלת יצור עשה פסח ועין בביור הלוכם. אז המשנה ברורה says כל בן נפש יחמיר. So the problem is the ביור הלוכם is very stark that you have to be מחמיר. The ביור הלוכם is very very stark that you have to be מחמיר. And the עיקר is קשיטס. The first sheet, say the bad, the Mishnah Loch is Machmir. Lemaise, the Orcha Shulchan brings down that Roiv Rishonim hold that it's stolen to Svav Amo. Say the Orcha Shulchan brings down. And Shit Samachay, Veda. על פי שדזו, that you have to have שישים ריבוי היתרי כל עירו במדינוסינו. כמו שבכל אורים שלנו אין סמך ריבוי העברים. ולשיטה הראשונה, כאילו את הרחוב שלנו רחוב עם תזיין עמו, אין שום מטר, דור ששרב עם גומו, וצור גלוטו יש שינו לסבלילו. והנה מפורש על שוכנו רכוס ודרוי פויס כמסורים כשיטה זו, that you could be maker. אומנם איכו מהגדולים בדור שלפנינו, הירו שאוילום על העירובים שלנו. והירו בעליל אני שולד קלירלי שהאויסרים הם הארבע יויסרים מהמקילים אך המפור שהשוכנו אוכלו אירום כי לא נתפסו בימיהם המקילים הם ספר הטור מסמק סמם הרמרותם בגרוש טור האויסרים אלו ריף רמבם רונותם רשבם רעבן רמבן רשבו ריט ורן מגמישן ריבוש בלעתס רשבו ריבו ריאלי וירם ריאוז ולבד זויס Erichu Alba Poiskin, that even Rashi, that is one of the Mekilim, can be that he holds that you have to have Shishim Riboy. Why? The Psukim in Nehemiah, Nehemiah is yelling about the Chil Shabbos that was in his days when people were carrying. The whole amount of people that came by Aliyas Nehemiah was only 40,000 people. Kavonas Rashi, that could be a street that Shishim Riboy could pass there. זה דורך השולחן, אבל על כל פונים המוי להריחס הרק במעריך תתורי דלזנו היתר אך ישעירו ומספשתו ברוי ארי ישראל הרבה מוי שונים מקודם וכאילו בסקל יויצה הלוכי כשית הזו ואם בונו לעקב לא לבד שלא יצא ישראל לנו פיפו בולד ניסון תועס נראה כמשתגים דעותי נבינת נומו שדוב הזה נספשת בכל ישראל ובפויסקים דעיד מהלנו שסורבים Only in big cities that have Shishim Riboy, כמעט all the cities today. אבל לא באורים שלנו. ויען כי מצווה וחויב וללם את זכוס על כלל ישראל, לא כן שמתי אלי בלהמציא איזה היתר. I will try to do a piece of היתר. So לא חשוב כאן זה היתר is that רשוס הרבים has to be a place that the whole city comes to. It says in that days all of the cities were little streets. And everyone went out to the main big street. And from there they left the city. But in our days, there's all different ways to go out the cities. So b'meile, there's no real place that is called Rishus HaRabim. You have to know, I'm not so sure if you could say it anymore in Moshe in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is one of two ways to get out of Yerushalayim. Well, there's a couple little streets, someone has to go out of Yerushalayim. You have Kvish Echad, you have the other Kvish, so everyone comes out. It's not like place, the bar park, all the streets in the end finish out the place to somewhere else. Yerushalayim is a city. There's one or two big highways that take you out of the city. So again, the head of the Ruch HaShulchan doesn't exist so much. You have to know. But Mikol Mekoyim, this was Ruch HaShulchan times. Also, one of the rais that is Shaykh Rishus HaRabim today, we know you're not allowed to blow shofar, Gzeir Hashem Yavirenu Dal Adames, you're not allowed to take a lulav, Gzeir Hashem Yavirenu Dal Adames. If it's not Rishus HaRabim, what is all these Gzeirs? So the Shail is, Be'etzem, and this is the beginning, a lot of Machmirim, we'll start Shlab B'Shlab. Why is a lot of Machmirim say? Even if the Eruv is good, and even if the big Choshev Rabbanim check the Eruv, it only helps, Lefi, some Rishonim. The Mishkanes Yankov says, most Rishonim hold that it's also, so we're not helped to be the biggest Choshev Rabbanim that did the Eruv, it's Golish Mitish. Bemele, a lot of Choshev people don't carry when it's Eruv. What will help that it's Eruv? Eruv helps only if it's a Rabbanim. If it's a Deiraisa, it doesn't help. So you're right. Some bring a riot that the Ramo already said that, like the other Shita, the Ramo in Simon Shin Memov brings down Shekol Reshuya Shalonu Karmelise. Because we don't have Samach Riboy Bechol Moker. Also in Shin and Zayin, the Ramo, Afilu Bezman Azeh, the Lekir Reshus HaRabim. The truth is, Rav Shmuel Zalman, Shmir Shabbos Ki Ilchos HaPerek Yud Zayin brings down from the Beis Ephraim, that the Beis Ephraim found another six Rishonim that hold that it's Mutter. Shmuel Zalman found another 11. So we made it all together as 17. So we made it, Shmuel Zalman makes a Roiv Rishonim. The old Poiskim was Roiv Teheter anyways. Then the Mishkanes Yankee found Mur Teisu. Shmuel Zalman says, I found Mur Teheter. But again, the kasha is, if it's no Rishus HaRabim today, so why is it Gzeira? Shema Yavirenu Dal Adames. If it's Kimat Nat Motsui, if it's Kimat Nat Motsui, Rishus HaRabim, and all the places are not considered Rishus HaRabim today, this is the reason Eru was well helped all over. Again, I'm saying, Spalt will see the world changed. Because we have a lot of Shishim Riboy, we have to know if everyone will be Samechad Izatayim. Abalam again, before the world changed. Before a Shishim Ribay all over the countries, big cities, New York, Manhattan, all these cities are hundreds of thousands of people, Yerushalayim, hundreds of thousands of people. Maybe not so much Yerushalayim, but no, the big cities count. But the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Kasha, why is the Gzeira Shema Yavirenu Daradames Bushusarabim? What is the Gzeira? Not allowed to take a lulav and a esrei because gzeira shem avirenu. If everything is rishus harabim, where is the gzeira? Where is the gzeira? For the rabbanon is no gzeira. Again, I want to make it clear. We're discussing the eraisa. But the rabbanon, even if it's no shishim riboy, and it's not designed as the isu the rabbanon to carry. Just in the isu the rabbanon, a good eruv will help. But we're discussing now that even if it's a good eruv, if it's rishus harabim, the eraisa, the eruv will not help. And again, the rise that Israel should survive with the rise, so we pass it like this, because Gzei Hashem Ayaviran, famous Maise from Kibbe Eger, had a son of Shleme Eger. Shleme Eger had a son, Rab Label Eger. Rab Label Eger became a chassid. Shleme Eger said Shiva when he became chassid. When he came back, so his father asked him, "Nu, what came out of the Ganze Chassidus?" So he said, "A teretz of Zaynus Kasha." So Rav Kveige fragt the Kasha, "What is the Gzeir Hashem Yavirenu Daradames?" We paskin that when a person walks in Rishus Harabim, he's chayav. Rabbi Ben Azai holds Hoylech Ka'oymed Domi. So every time when you walk, it's kilo you put it down, so you'll never mavir Daradames Rishus Harabim. So Rav Kveige fragt the Kasha, "Lefi Ben Azai, what is the Gzeir Hashem Yavirenu Daradames Bushus Harabim? Hoylech Ka'oymed Domi. The Raisi only chayav if you mavir full Daradames. If it's not full Daradames, you're not chayav. The Raisi, you're not chayav if it's not a full Daradames, if you stop in the middle. So we all Hoylech Mahalech Lav Ka'oymed Domi. So when you walk, it's a Gzeir Hashem Yavirenu Daradames. But if you're in Azai, Shemahalech Ka'oymed Domi, so what is the Gzeir Hashem Yavirenu Daradames? There's no Gzeir. This is Rav Kveige's kasha. So when Rav Label came back, Shlomo Eger asked him, "Nu, what came out of the ganze Chassidus?" So he said, "A teretz of Zaydus kasha." What Rav Kveige's kasha is that if he ben Azai is no gzeir shem aviren, because when he walks, he cuts the daradames and there's no fully daradames. So he told him, "I learned that when a person goes to the mitzvah, he's so excited he jumps. The male is a gzeir shem aviren daradames." As we get to make the mitzvah, we spring. This is what I learned. The teretz of Zayin is kasha. So the shaila is lemaisa again. We're going on the eruv the raisa if the eruv is good. So the Shulchan Aruch Harav wants to bring down a heta. So again, is one heta of the Aruch HaShulchan not so again our days? In a lot of cities. As another enter, Shulchan Aruch Harav wants to say that Tzuras HaPesach, when you put the strings, Be'etzem it becomes like a mechitza. And Be'etzem Midoiraise, it's considered a mechitza. Avade, it's not a real mechitza. Midarabonon, it's not called a mechitza. But Midoiraise, it's called a mechitza. So if it's a Tzuras HaPesach all over the city, so Be'etzem it only becomes already Midoiraise, it's not a Rosh Hashanah. So now we left with a suffix derabanan. And I want to explain myself. Why some people are so machmir? Because if Lam Zong and Rishonim that hold on it's deraisa, it's a suffix deraisa lechubra. Machlek is Rishonim. Like in an esrog, you try to find a better esrog. Here is a shayla from Chilu Shabbos, Chiyu Skile. People are machmir today in all chumras, yeah? They eat flour from after Pesach, all different chumras, yeah? Chayrut, all different mitzvahs, they're makbid. Here's the shayla from Chiyuv Skile. This is the reason Machmirim says, no way. Chalot Shulchan Aruch Harav, vile if you put strings around. V'meile, it becomes, vile if you put strings around, it becomes midarabonon, not midaraisa. So it's only a sovid derabonon. Sovid derabonon, you can be semech on all these shittas. But the mice, it's a big machlekes, if when you put strings around, if it makes it Rishus HaYochid, or it doesn't make it Rishus HaYochid Midoraisa. Prima Godem is Mistape, the Mishnah Berurah is Noited and Mistomets. Doesn't help Midoraisa. There is another problem, is even if it helps Midoraisa, it's a Aloche Oser Rabim Mevat Lemechitze. If rabbim walk under the mechitza, it's not called the mechitza. The middle of the strings, the mice of the cars, and everyone is passing under these places that have the strings. So even if Luyutsu, the strings helped me there, I say, it helped in the old cities to put strings all over the place. But today, Alamol, all these strings have highways that go under the strings. So Minavaitot will not help. So again, the Shaila, how it helps me there. So they wanted to find the Nozik Kule to learn Enichanami. Even if you don't have to have Samach Riboy, but you have to have Roy Vair. Rambam says, Shemokim Sheidr Chuboy Kola Om Kuloy. And it's also Lechumre, Velekule. I will explain. They say the city has to go there. It has to be a place that everyone goes out to. In our days, Yerushalayim is a place that everyone goes out to. Different people go to Geula, the Fry go to Ben Yehuda, different neighborhood goes to different places. It's not one street that everyone goes to. Maybe in Manhattan you'll have some streets that everyone goes to. Maybe. But again, not every day. And some want to say it's a kule. Even if you have a highway that is Shishim Riboy, but most people from the city don't go there, it's not considered Reshus Harabim. Reshus Harabim is only a place, Reshus Harabim. You have a yeshiva. Where's the Reshus Harabim of the yeshiva? The Mizmerosh. Right? Everyone goes to. They have a camp. It's a place where all the activities, where everyone goes to. In the old days, this was the way. They had like a one market, was a Reshus Harabim. Everyone went to that Reshus Harabim. In our days, we don't have these Reshus Harabim. So, some Achroinim wanted to be Samech and they had Kule. Now, there's another Shita that wanted to be Maker. Again, even Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring it down. The Reshus Harabim has to be that it's open from both sides straight. If it becomes crooked, so much in Yerushalayim, there's no street that goes straight. I know in New York they have these mamish straight ones, yeah? There I don't know the halachas, but we'll get to it. But Bemele, it's not so much. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein didn't like this diuk at all, bichlal. But under Achronim being down, that in Valsha and Smach that they were maker. Not more from that. There's another big kule. In our days, the way the streets are done, Lamazong and a person will go here and Basis Slaughter. In the middle of the street, Basis Slaughter goes down to Yeshiva Smir. Stand there in the middle of the street. And you'll look, what you'll see. So if you look on one side, you see stores. The other side, you see, notice that you look uphill. The other side you see stores, and on top you see Nechama, the bakery. So Be'etzim you mukaf b'sholosh mechitzas. In the old days it was not like that. It was streets and it was open. Mefulosh. Mefulosh means open from side to side. Today it's not mefulosh, it's a knech. It's mefulosh and it's not mefulosh. It's doors. Boom. It's bigger doors. There's another street going that way. But kimat in every street, if you close your eyes and drive, you'll be into the wall. The mele, you have mechitza, some shalosh tzedot. You have some streets now, but Bar Ilan, you go down, you could go and go and go and go. Get up, I don't know exactly. But most streets have shalosh mechitzas. The mele, the chazanish wanted to say, that it's because of that, it's called the Rishus HaYochid. They say, Rav Shemazam maybe wanted to be Seymech on it. They bring down, in Tel Aviv they were Seymech on it. So, I want to go step by step, to Miyasa the Dvorim. And we'll start like this. So, as the first Shaila, Legabe, the main Shaila, the Hailu, if Bichlal Eruv could help in our days, If we will decide that Rishus HaRabim is Deiraisa, and this is called Rishus HaRabim Deiraisa because the streets are wide, so it's nothing but to discuss Eruv Bichlal. It's nothing but to discuss Eruv in our days. This is the reason some people don't touch a Eruv. No shaykhis of the falozach of the Eruv at Borough Park. I want to explain how much you have to go to be soymech on a Eruv. Yeah? Then is it sad that it's nothing but to be soymech? If you read Mishnah Berurah says, without all the coolness that we brought down now, that most shittas hold that it's also, Bal Nefesh has to be machmir. Bal Nefesh has to be machmir. And New York is some more coolness. Even though it looks like New York is more chamo, the reason that it's more coolness, because they have these tracks of the trains, that could be, it's called a tikro, so you have mechitzes, you have the tunnels of the subways, if it's a sort forchim, ushusayochit, boiko boilo ad larikia. I say specific places could be as more heterim to turn the place, at least to break the sfeikadei rice. And the male, I'm saying again, be a soido, you have to know, before we start other shilas, if bichlal, eruv helps. I'm saying in some cities, it's fashidne kules. That could be, will make the place at least to be a, not a suffix de reise, to be a suffix de rabbana. But even if you have already an eruv, and even if you could follow zachan a eruv, and I'm saying again, we have to remember the Chofetz Chaim, the way he writes it, that it's a machlekes and bal nefesh yachmer. All of these shittas and kules are reasons why Klal Yisrael for years was soymech on it. But the pshutish of Mishneh Berurah is, I heard people went to Radin and it looks exactly like our houses. But it's more chshoshes. The problem is like this. Who said that the Eruv is standing? Maybe it's torn. You have a chazaka. The shaila is, in cities, that every Shabbos you have to fix it in 50 places. Every Shabbos is 50 places to fix. You could be semech ala chazoka. You could be semech ala chazoka. But it's not Torah. Abba lama zogim. You have a chazoka. In the old days they made these eruvins that had lights. That you could see, they put a wire of electricity, and you could have seen the whole time if the eruv was torn or not. I heard they stopped to do it because after a couple of minutes it would get dark every time because you couldn't carry. The second big problem is the Gemara says that eruv helps only if all of the people in the city are moide be'eruv. If they're not moide be'eruv, eruv doesn't help. Does it aloch? If it's one fry person in the city, you can't do Eruv. That's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. You know, some people don't like to hear it, but that's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. If it's one fry yid, or a guy, that is not moide be Eruv, you cannot do Eruv. This is no tzad in the world that you could do Eruv. So, how you could do Eruv? You can't. We heard that some people say that it's a Eruv. I heard in New York, in other places, some people say that it's a Eruv. What is the answer? So the Poskim brings down the Shaila. You go to Sarair, you go to the king, Napoleon, they called him, and he's the king, and you buy from him Shvisa in the city, he's the owner. So the halacha is, you could buy from a goy with money, or from a yid with a reshus, if you buy a schus ishtamshus in his property, b'meile, you own the property, and b'chai gavne, you could do eruv. So this is what they did in the old days. Came the Antike Poiskim and said, today is no owner who owns Yerushalayim. Who owns Yerushalayim? Who owns America? Who is the bailiff? So they went to the head of the police. the head of the army. Why? And they were saying that the army has a right to go into every house. Then democracy started. They can't go into every house that they want. Doesn't go like that. After September 11, it became a little bit easier. They made these mudne chukim that the police could do what they want. Yeah. So now it became it's the only one good thing that came out on September 11, that the Eruvim started to work. Because they have these mishundiki laws, they could come, they don't have to ask no one for a couple of hours, they come into the house if they need it against terror, they could. So here's a big argument. Some people say, but they only could do it against terrorists. Other people say, but he could say that it's terrorists, no one could prove. Yeah? He could knock on the door and now it's a chashash of terrorists, I need to come in. You can't stop it. So mainly he could sell you his rights. A lot of people are not tzemach in it. A lot of people are not tzemach on these shvach yateir. So the Moshe, in Arnof, the Moshe, they made an Eruv. So they had 20 people, they went to list all the neighborhood, and they found the 10 Nachem and Shabbos that were living there, and they went and they bought from them personally, one by one. Because people in Arnof wanted to carry in Shabbos, they know the Mechal Shabbos. And they wanted to follow Zachan Eruv. So all the Choshev neighborhoods in Yerushalayim, they go building by building. What?
America, if you do in America, then
any
store that's open,
you're
always on Shabbos. Any Friday, they have a store open.
Why? You buy a place that you're not working.
I bought his place, and he still
open
on Shabbos.
You have to buy a shvisi. You have to buy a place that you could put something in this house. Now, it's different studying that wanted to say that could be that you only have to be kind of able to go into his reshus, to carry into that place, into that building of a reshus sarabim that belongs to everyone, then for sure the government could give you a reshus and the Eruv will help. But again, this is one of the reasons that it's a very big problem that could be the Eruv doesn't help. Rabbi Eliashiv is very, very machmir about that. That the Eruv b'chai gavim can help. You have to know if you have one Erev Yerushalayim and one problem in Yerushalayim, the whole thing is batel mevutel. Then, there's a lot of shittas, and again, we're not going in because I'm just mamish one, just to be makif today, the Indian Mikufya, out there, Alochis Aprotias. The Gemara says, Chotzer Gdoilo, Shehukfa Shalolik, Eruv cannot help. If you have huge, big parks, the Eruv cannot help on them. If you see in the neighborhoods, that they do private eruvim, so even if they want to include the parks, they also make an eruv that takes out the park of the eruv. Because so saim shehukaf ledira could be you can't do an eruv on it. This really goes into the halachas of Kalfof and Karmelis. So these are the problems. I'm saying again, first mechatesa the chazoke of the eruv is good. Then the shayla is if it's a yidden that are not or going that are not makir be'eruv, without koine shvisa you cannot do a eruv. And the shayla in our days from who you could be koine shvisa in this matzovim, it's a big shayla. And the third shayla is, so we'll see maybe the hemshach that is a chetim says some shittos want to be makel, but we said it's a big problem. And then a lot of times it's a big chatzeres inside that you can't do a eruv. Also, Reb Moshe brings down that could be that if it's Shishim Riboy in the city, even if they don't pass in that place, even the other Shita holds that it's considered Aino. Why would do Eruv? Because we say it's not going in 16 and 8 meters, it goes Shishim Riboy. Reb Moshe has a lot of rayas that if it's Shishim Riboy in the city, already could be you cannot do Eruv. Boykin boy doesn't mean boykin boy that they're going in that moment. It means that in the city you have shishim riboy. I want just to read first from the Goen and from the Chazanish. In Sefer Maaser Rav from the Goen, Simon Kuf Memalek, Shlo yitaltelu b'Shabbos be'ir ha'meurevis, not to carry in Shabbos in a city that has a eruv. ואף לא בחוצר. The Chazanish in Emunah v'Bitochen, Perek Dalet Ois Yudches, writes down in this lashon. V'chein b'chol mitzvah v'chol mitzvah es loisese. Im ki ushoi meroiso b'chlolo, adayin en shmiroso shmiro b'eish el shokad al adinim. Even if a person keeps the halachas, but if he's not makbid on the dinim, it's not called that he kept it. V'omnam oivir olo aveiro mesupekes. U'mechalel es ha-shabes, mitoich me'imus ha-zmiris lekoved ha-shabes. He has a person that's singing zmiris shabes, and he's mechalel shabes, mitoich me'imus ha-zmiris, kigoin, that he's singing zmiris, and he takes out the bones. Oi, shu noise maso b'shabes, בהיגור אחר האימרים שעיר הזויס מתוקנס ועל הרויב יש בזה מכשולים. He gives two mishalim of the people that think that they keep Shabbos. They sing zmiras and they bury the bones, or they sing zmiras and they carry. They go for a walk in Shabbos. Kovet Shabbos Kodesh. But derech klal, he says, mistam, it doesn't work. Azei zokta. Now, I want to be madgish. There's two parts here. People will ask, so why the Rabbanim are doing Eruvim all over? In every city. In every city today came out, there's an Eruv, 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 Eruv. You have to know, because Lemaise, Klal Yisrael becoming Shvacher and Shvacher. And Bemele, people are carrying. And when there's no Eruv, there's so much Mechshayles. So much Mechshayles. But for Ben Teiro, to be memayer to falozach of Eiruv, you have to know it's very, very shvach. Very, very shvach for a benteir to falozach of Eiruv. Say, could be it doesn't help me the reise, could be it doesn't help me the rabbonon. Now, what I'm saying now, it's without that people that do the Eruv have to know the halachas of the Eruv. There's so much halachas. If the string is moving in the wind, could be it's not called as kosher, has to be that the string is strong, has to be that the pole that is holding the string is mamish mechuvin kenegdai. If it's not mamish mechuvin kenegdai, it doesn't help. If it's a big bump in the middle, asor tfochim, could be it's mevatel, the whole meshe mechitza. There's a lot of pirte halachas. Pir de halachas and eruv that a person doesn't know. So again, Shabbos says not to be moich lehachmir leatzmo yesh al milis moich. Aruch Hashulchan says for years Klal Yisrael was semich on it. So I'm saying we have to know why it's so chomo. First, the shishim riboy mats have changed. Hey. You're right, the Makilim say, but the gates in the streets, you know, today they have all these metal gates that could be a lot of mechitzas. Where you go, they have, you know, in between the two sides of the street, they put these metal gates. So, you know, a lot of times you get mechitzas in highways, on this side and that side, and say it. Oh, but the Shishim Riboy change, that today, chutz that all the streets are wide. Second thing is that we have to know that even if Lama Zogun, there's no Shishim Riboy. We said a lot of Rishonim hold that it's not good. Even if we said that Eruv is good, we said today the Metzius says it's not so poshut from who you coined the Kinyan to make a Shvisa in the Eir. And even if yes, we said again, you have to know in some places that our kids and things that tear the Eruv every Shabbos, you have to know if the Metzius works. So you have to know, I'm saying again, Avada Yashlis Mechala Makilim, Avad to Rosh to Falozach Chafa Eruv, Avada Nisht. When a person has to rely on a Eruv, again, he alamot could be mechalik to himself. He himself does the falozach of the Eruv. You heard the chumras, the bal nefesh yachmir, and this is the reason Shmuel Zalman Erbach told me once. How you know when you decide to be machmir on a Eruv or not? He says, bederech kol, after you hear like a shir like tonight, you start to be machmir. He says, kozman, you never know, you can't machmir every chumras. But when you look into it and you hear the two tzedadim, then it's a mokum to be machmir. For sure, it's a mokum to be machmir. I'm saying mitzad sheni lemoshel. a person wants to carry the mosher on Beis Yisrael. I'm saying, from Mechveis, he lives in Simtas Ha'ari to another little Knech Dorf, yeah? Now, Avada, you have to know, in the Eruv, when one place is not good, the whole Eruv is not good. But, when you carry the little streets, the mosher, there is no Tesvav Amo, or it's Tesvav Amo and there's no Samach Riboy, even if the Eruv and the Tzad of the Eruv passes in a bigger place, the Eruv is better, but we have Tzad and the Eruv is good. What you carry now, for sure it's only a Safek the Rabbanon. Safek the Rabbanon Likule. On the Moshul. A lot of people, they need the Moshul at Tishrei and Shul. Now, I'm not going to have to say the Shittas. Today the Shittas is not about the details of carrying. If they have an extra button on the shirt, it's called carrying. Or jackets on the shoulder without wearing, if it's called carrying. It's not a shayla, what is called carrying, what is not called carrying. We're not going into the shaylas. But the moshul, a person needs a tissue. To go to shul, his mamish, his nose is running. Doesn't know what to do. So that, and it is the eruv. There's no eruv, I'm not speaking. But he doesn't carry in the eruv. So a lot of times, the rabbani will say, he will put it inside his hat. So he's carrying b'shinu. So the pshat is as it. Shinu is the rabbana. Aval, you're not allowed to start making another rabbana. Kavod abrius. But the pshat is, be'etzem is a eruf. I'm choishesh for the sabik day reise. I'm choishesh for the bira mishkebrue. Sabik day reise not to carry. But I will carry the rabbana. On a moshul. To tell a guy to carry the place that is a eruf. It's much easier. It's amir lenochi. So even if you don't follow Zach of the Eru, but you can tell a guy to carry. So a person has to know, Ole Moshul, Me'ikar Adin, if your person goes out from his house and doesn't stop and goes into the other place, it's only a Yisur de Rabbana. So sometimes when you have to carry B'chai Gavne, Einach and Am Yudu. But the other thing what I want to be Me'orich is, this is the reason I decided. This is some stamma. It's good to everyone to know. A lot of times you go ben azman into places, different campuses, lots of soil. It could be a kibbutz Chofetz Chaim. It could be up north, different places. A lot of these cities, I'm not saying there's no rabbanut there or not. You have to know if the people in that city. A makbid and the halachas could be a eruv there. All the city is a friar. You have to know the person that made the eruv. Bichlal knows what he's doing. The guy goes, no, he doesn't eat by these people. He brings the food with him, but he carries because he follows the rabbi eruv. He asks the guy, is the eruv here? He says, yeah, it's the eruv. What means the eruv here? What? The people don't know from miminom l'smaylom. Maybe they made some strings. They never made a kinyan. They follow us, but all the people here are considered believing in Eruv. Yeah, it's been a whole, all the Yidden today is a different kind of shit in Michlal. Yeah, they have different Gerus. It's the whole different Mahalach. What is a Yid? So all of these people are considered. But it's a new Eruv Isol de Rabbon and Gomu. I remember 2 years ago, we went to Shir once for Shabbos. We stayed in the place, the whole place was with a gate, closed with a gate. So we came there Friday afternoon. I said, we're going to check the Eruv. Yeah? So we went to march around, hoping it was gate security. There's no problem. No, it was just Hayochid. 7 places it was open, and Al-Pi Aloch is not called the Eruv. Not called the Eruv. So a person has to know, it could be it's not a deraisa, all these places. Saying. You have to know if all these places consider the rice or not. You go to a hotel. Pashas you can't carry inside the hotel. There's no Eruv Chatzeres. So the guy says, no, he doesn't have Eruv Chatzeres in his room. But it helps. There's fried people in the building. You bought a Kenyan in the building? You didn't build a Kenyan. You can't carry. The people in the hotel are not from the same Eruv. So if there's a hechsher good in the place, so he makes an eruv chatzeres, and he's coming from the manager, because he has a reshus to go into every room. even the Lemaisa, people are allowed to put up a sign outside, but Lemaisa, they say out slow, he's allowed to go into every room. Oh, but yourself, you can do Erev Chatzeiros. Doesn't know that you're doing Erev Chatzeiros. So the person goes to the hotel that doesn't have a Hechsher, has a Hechsher Sheik, for me, Sheikh, yeah? You can't carry Shabbos. It's Isur Derabbanan. It's an Isur Derabbanan Gomor. Forget about carrying outside the hotel. Carrying in the hotel is an Isur Derabbanan. It's an Isur Derabbanan with Erev Chatzeiros. One of the reasons that a lot of the Gedolim were against the Eruv is because you grow up in neighborhoods and everything is Eruv and everything you're allowed to carry. Okay, you mach me a shtickle, yeah? But then you come down to Israel for Shabbos and you go up here and up there and left there, yeah? All these places. If it's an Eruv, I don't know if it's kosher bichlal. I don't know the person that checked it knows what he's doing. Say, Yisur Derabbanan Gamur. The person has to know you're going for Shabbos. But if you could move and carry in the place, it's a very big shaila. Say, it's a bazundah shir, and the aloch is a Erev Chatzeiros. But to know, it's not so poshut, it doesn't help that you do Erev Chatzeiros yourself. If the place and some yidna are not semer be'eruv, could be you can carry in the place bichlad. I'm saying, avada, yesh amelismoich, esidoy teirim, but for ben teira alein to carry in Shabbos, you have to remember, it could be a chashash isur d'orais.